kick up with the speed and go over, you'd say you turn some
somersault.
And let's see, say if somebody's out swimming, out maybe in the river, and say he got caught in the undertow. You'd say he didn't get out, and he was. What happened to him if he didn't get out?
He would drown.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I didn't see him. Although he drowned, I didn't see him.
Go under?
Mm-hmm. Or talk about...
The sink.
Mm-hmm. What does a baby do before it's able to walk? It goes around and it...
It crawls.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. And say you saw something up a tree and you wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and did what? And
looked up.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to get up in the tree, you would say, I did what? I
climbed the tree.
Mm-hmm. And still talking about climbing, you would say, that was a hard tree to
climb.
Mm-hmm. Or you say your neighbor says, I have never, talking about climbing, I have never
climbed a tree
in my life. And if a man wants, let's see, I think where you got that one. In church, you walk up to the altar. If you want to pray, you might go up to the altar and do what you. Or say you want to, if you go up to take
communion. Pray. Mm-hmm. Oh, genuflect.
And
or kneel.
Yes, ma'am. To pray, you would kneel.
Genuflection is the knee, or bending of the knee.
Yes, ma'am. And say if you're tired, you'd say, I'm going over to the couch and what? And
going over to what?
Say you were very tired, you came in very tired, and I'm going over to the couch.
And lie down.
Yes, ma'am. And you might say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just fought in bed all day. He just,
mm-hmm.
he was too sick to sit up. He just
stayed in bed.
Mm-hmm. And say you were talking about sleeping. You might say, when I go to sleep at night, I do what? I
dream.
Mm-hmm. But I can't always remember what I
dreamt of. Mm-hmm.
And you say, I dreamt so-and-so, and all of a sudden I...
What? I woke up. I woke.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say you do what?
Stomp.
And
stomp, isn't it? Just stomp. That's T-O-M-P.
Say you're at church and then don't have a car. Someone might come up to you and he might ask you, may I?
Ride with you. If I had a car, if I didn't have a car.
If you didn't have a car, what might he ask you? If he had a car and you didn't.
Oh, he'd ask me if I wanted a lift or a ride.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You were trying to get a boat up on land, you might tie a rope to the boat and do what? You might...
And pull it in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if your car is stuck in the mud, you want to get it out, you might get behind it and...
Push.
Yes, ma'am. And if you carry a heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say, oh, I did what to it? I
toted it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If some children come to the house and start playing with things on the table, maybe some crystal or something, and you're afraid they're going to break it, you'd say to them, don't you?
Break that crystal.
Mm-hmm. And if you need a hammer, you might say to me, and you wanted me to, what might you say to me if you want me to get you a hammer? You might say,
please get me a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
And when you're playing tag, when your children may be playing tag or something like that, what is it that you have to get to be safe?
You have to get back to the